Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, Jordan. How are you doing?
Good. You look great.
Do I?
Yeah. So handsome.
Well, thank you. You look beautiful yourself.
Well, thank you. I didn't know we were going to go there today. Wow. I appreciate it. Did you get a haircut?
Does it look like I got a haircut?
No.
I was getting in the shower today and I had to use extra shampoo because it's getting so long. I can't stand it.
I feel you there. All right, let's go to another song.
No, Jordan. Yesterday, you had something on your note saying something about things she does. Did you figure what that was?
No. No.
What do you mean, no?
Okay, no, I have no idea. I have no...
Plus, not even something?
No. Well, I figured I had to bring something to the table for this, but BuzzFam, we have a place on the internet that we put our notes for the show, for the upcoming show, and I wrote something that just said, things she does. And we laughed about it last...
Yeah, and because you're so critical about people on your show writing down every single thing so the ideas don't flutter away.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. How many good ideas on this show that never would have made it if we had just not written it down and remembered it. But sometimes you have a brain fart and you write something. I'm sure that something happened in the studio that kept me from finishing my idea.
Is that it?
Things she does.
Yeah, let this be a lesson, Jordan.
Things she does. What could I mean at about, it was 8 o'clock that I put it in our little board. Things she does.
Is it something that somebody's done that has been cool or things that she does that has impacted your life?
Dude, I have no idea. So this is what I'm going to do.
What?
It reminds me of a song.
Which would be?
An old song. The Police.
Jordan.
So maybe this.
Digging deep into history.
Because we're all a bunch of nerds.
And bringing you On This Day in History
with Jordan Silver and friends.
I'm ready to take this ride with you.
Oh, good.
Let's do it. 10 things that happened on this day in history.
Buckle up.
Chris, what happened on this day 2 years ago?
Well, a royal prince and a wealthy commoner got married, which would be Prince Henry and Meghan Markle.
Harry.
What'd I say?
Henry. Which, hey.
Prince Harry.
Yes.
Yes. And so I was able to get into Time Machine to go to their wedding to get some audio, but they wouldn't let me inside the chapel.
Duh.
So the audio is a little muffled, but I did get the special parts.
Was that them doing their vows?
Yeah.
Thanks,
they wouldn't let me inside the doors.
I know. I'm proud of you for going back in time to that, to 2018.
It doesn't take much to go back only 2 years.
True. After this, of course, they graced the cover of the National Enquirer, like every single one. God, National Enquirer is so stupid. It says something this week that's like, Meghan Markle insults the Queen, she's old, or something stupid like that. I love the National Enquirer. I can't.
How's your subscription going, by the way?
I hate it. I'm changing it to your address as soon as possible.
Nope. On this day in 2012, Robert Spitzer claims his 2001 study supported the myth that gay people could be cured, and it was fatally flawed. Here's him apologizing.
Good.
I felt that I needed to say that the study is not valid, but I thought I should also say to the gay community, I apologize for any harm I have done to them.
Thanks, buddy. It's definitely not something that can be cured. There's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-mm.
And coming up at 8:30 this morning, we have Dr. Ryan Cox from the brand new LGBTQ health clinic at Truman Medical Center. This place is amazing, and there's no place like it here in Kansas City. It's going to be a great resource, and the doors are open now.
I'm so excited for his information.
Yeah.
On this day in 1996, Sonic Youth, Smashing Pumpkins, Peter Frampton in Cypress Hill appear on The Simpsons.
Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins.
Homie Simpson, you know, my kids think you're the greatest. And thanks to your gloomy music, they finally stopped dreaming of a future I can't possibly provide.
Well, we try to make a difference.
God, I remember watching that on the television.
That was a big deal.
Have you ever Simpsonized yourself?
I'm assuming that's making yourself like a Simpson character?
Yeah.
No, I've never done
okay.
that.
Okay. I want to work on something like that. Or the Avatar thing for Facebook, coming up.
Oh, that's been going around. On this day in 1995, a 17-year-old graduates from medical school as a doctor.
Yeah. Did a little research on this kid. Oh, I can't pronounce his name. I think that's probably why you also left it out. That is okay. He has incredible accolades.
Mm-hmm.
But 17 years old, graduates from medical school, becomes the youngest doctor at 17 years old in 1995. Here's just a little background on the kid.
Oh, don't depress us.
What does the average person do or learn around the age of 4?
Maybe tie in their shoes.
Right. He was doing calculus
at
4. Yeah.
No.
Graduated high school at 11. What? Also at 11, while he was graduating high school, he co-authored a book about HIV and AIDS.
How?
He's amazing. Graduated the first part of college, which I had to call the first part of college because I didn't understand what was going on.
What do you mean?
You know, the first 4 years that you do before you pick what you want to be.
Yeah.
He graduated that part at the age of 13, graduated Mount Sinai School of Medicine with distinction at the age of 17, and absolutely hates being compared to Doogie Howser.
What do you expect?
Listen, this kid is amazing. If he doesn't like being called Doogie Howser, but he went through all that training, let's just not call him Doogie Howser. He don't like that. No. Of course, that's what... That's what we would do to make fun of this kid. But hey, youngest doctor at 17 years old, I will call him by his name
but
once I learn how to say it.
What about his childhood?
He didn't care about it.
I guess.
Probably living it up now with all his money.
We'll see in 30 years.
Right.
On this day in 1962, a scandalous Marilyn Monroe sings this to a Mr. JFK.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
I love her so much. Completely misunderstood.
Was she?
Yes. People don't think that very attractive people are misunderstood. And, like, they don't feel like they've been sexualized their whole lives so that they become, like, these shell of people on the inside. But that's the case. That's what...
You're saying Hollywood did that to her?
I'm saying everyone and everything did that to her. She wanted to be a serious actor, but she could not be. By the way, have you ever seen Marilyn Monroe's autopsy photo?
No. What does it look like?
She looks bad.
Jordan.
What?
Come on. Have some
respect. I thought that she would look better, but...
Oof. What are you... She's deceased. The blood has ceased to flow.
Yes, it has. Don't Google that.
On this day in 1960, Alan Freed and 8 other DJs accused of taking radio payola. Here's Dick Clark talking about it.
It was normal. It was legal. It was not illegal at that point. It became illegal when the Congress said, no more of this, it's against the law.
Yeah, and we do lessons every year about how we cannot take things for plays.
So
payola.
If I were to give you $100 to play some Alt-J, that would be illegal.
Mm-hmm. And if the band were to give us some money to play their band... just to get them some exposure, that's super illegal. It's called payola, and it's a no-no.
Uh-oh.
No-no.
Does it still happen underneath the tables?
It sure sounded like it happened in the 70s when this was the 60s that it was.
Can I hear your 70s radio DJ voice?
Absolutely not. Let's go. Let's keep going.
On this day in 1935, the NFL adopts an annual college draft to begin the next year, 1936. And on this day in 1928, the first frog jumping jubilee was held in California.
It was exactly what you just described. Frog jumping jubilee. Again, kids, this is what we had to do for entertainment the TikTok.
The world was a different place.
Frog jumping jubilee. That's what I'm going to call my birthday this year.
The frog jumping jubilee?
Yeah.
I like it. On this day in 1911, the first American conviction based on fingerprints occurred in New York City.
Which they had to eye them. Obviously, there's no computers back then. They had to manually look.
Them?
Yes. Manually look at fingerprints and be like, that's close. No, not so much. Oh, talk about a job you don't want.
I wonder if anybody's done a study on how accurate and if anybody was like, oh, yeah, those are definitely the same fingerprints.
I'm sure.
They weren't. On this day in local history in 1907, the second electric park, located at 46 and the Paseo, opened in Kansas City, which was a full-blown amusement park and was the inspiration for Walt Disney's Disneyland. Boom.
It is the coolest thing. If you Google pictures of electric park here in Kansas City, they had a giant pool.
It's literally a mini Disneyland. Mm-hmm. It was well, meticulously kept and beautiful. And
what happened to it?
It burned down.
Damn it. Why does that always happen?
All the cool things burn down.
You're right, dude. You're right. All right, what about unofficial holidays for today?
It is May Ray Day.
What does that mean?
The sunshine rays. Mm-hmm. So we're supposed, today's not a good representation of that, but we're supposed to take in the May's rays.
All right.
On this day.
Okay.
So, it's also Devil's Food Cake.
Devil's food cake.
Yes, which is basically just a common term for just deep, richly good chocolate cake without any sort of nuts.
So good that they call it the devil's food cake. That probably meant something so much more back in the day. You know, now we're like, I want that devil's food cake. Yeah, thank you very much for my daughter's birthday. Back in the day, they're like, oh!
Did you hear about Martha?
It's so good.
She made the devil's food.
So good she was sinning.
And today's slow day, Jordan. So it is also the 139th day of the year.
Wait, you couldn't find three unofficial holidays today?
There was one other one, but it was sponsored by a corporation and I refused to do that. So it is the 139th day of the year.
I'll take that. It's the 138th day that we've been in quarantine.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Hey, I think I'm at a record now. It's been like 5 days since I've complained about my mother.
We gotta be nice to your mother.
Well, you're the one that pointed out that I basically am my mother. And that kind of creeps me out, so that's why I've taken a step back from it. But something happened just this past weekend that I need to bring up.
Which would be?
Well, first off, there is nothing like a good home-cooked meal.
Oh, so good.
Right?
Yeah.
My dad usually worked during the day, so my mom was the one that did all the cooking for us.
Do you have a favorite home-cooked meal?
Almost everything that she makes. You know, it's really good. There were a couple times that she had some meals that I wasn't a fan of, like chicken paprikash. It's my brother's favorite. I know. I don't know either. It's orange, bright orange.
Gross.
It looks like the color of hot wings, but it's nowhere near hot wings.
Stop.
Brother loves that. I don't like it. I don't like sloppy joes.
Nothing I crave.
Mm. And beef stew. I'm like, Ma, gross. What? Is it 17th century England? Put some food on the table. Why are we eating beef stew? Please, may I have some more? Anyway, so I stole a meme from a member of the Buzz family that I thought was funny to send to my mom.
Okay.
And it's a picture of a sonogram. And the caption says, throwback to when my kid ate whatever I made for dinner without complaining.
Aw. It's a joke. It's funny.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're in the body. So you gotta eat whatever.
Can't complain.
Goes through the umbilical cord. So my mom sends me back one of the weirdest responses, and I think she's losing it. Maybe I got to put her in a home.
What'd you say?
Okay. To that meme with the sonogram that says, throwback to when my kid ate whatever I made for dinner without complaining, she responded with, that's cute, but
Mm-hmm.
At first glance, I thought I was going to be a grandmother again.
What?
It's been 19 years almost to the day since I told her. So,
what'd you respond back?
I responded back, well, oh, okay. Well, did you think that my brother was having another kid or that I was pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, you. So me. She thought that I was pregnant.
How did she think that would happen?
I don't know. And so I responded back with, Ma, if I ever send you a sonogram, I can assure you 100% that what's going on in the doctor's office is exactly this. And it's a picture of a cat getting a sonogram.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Coming up at 8:30, I'm super stoked. We have Dr. Ryan Cox, who is the psychologist at the new LGBTQ health clinic at Truman Medical Center. I can't believe this place exists. There's no place like it anywhere near us, only a few in the Midwest, and it's going to be a great resource. It's open, so it is a great resource, and we'll talk to him coming up at 8:30 about that. But Chris, you've got some news.
Sure do.
Tell me what's going on.
21 Pilots dropped their first music since 2018 for that level of concern. Well, in addition to absolutely smashing chart records, the hit has a new Instagram filter. So you know on the video where the stars are going and he's drumming and he's just techno enjoying himself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do that yourself. If you go to the Instagram, you can go to their Instagram page and get on their little filter. You can feel like you are drumming with them.
That guy's a pretty good drummer.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you could be in the video. There you go. It's a great photo.
Boom. Travis Kelce made it clear from this.
I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to party!
Everybody remembers where they were when they heard that the first time.
Yes. Because of this season, because of y'all, he says every single touchdown, every single point we score Arrowhead is going to end with that anthem.
Yeah, because there were some problems with the song that they had before. There were some issues with the singer. And so they decided to do a new song, and of course it is Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys. We didn't get enough of that song before. You know what? I'm going to be very excited because every time they score, we're going to hear that song.
Oh, boom.
Be like Pavlov's dogs. What else is going on in the news?
Oh, boy. Chuck E. Cheese is resorting to changing their name on delivery apps because people aren't ordering pizza from Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm.
They've changed their name to Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. And when people are ordering from it, it's coming from the same address as Chuck E. Cheese. And the company says they're actually trying to incorporate a higher premium pizza, but they say that it also uses the same kitchen as a Chuck E. Cheese's pizza.
So people are thinking that they're ordering some new brand of pizza, but really it's Chuck E. Cheese. You don't go to Chuck E. Cheese for the pizza, that's for sure. It's just there. All right, what else is going on?
Is it safe to travel right now, Jordan?
I don't know. Is it? Because airlines, you've seen the videos from the planes this week where the airline said that they would not have someone sitting in the middle seat, and boom, there is somebody.
Yeah, while they say that the airline contamination while you're flying is pretty low, it's going to be hard to travel because the flights have been drastically cut all over the world. And in most nations, they have closed their borders to non-residents, so if you do manage to get through, you'll likely face a 2-week quarantine. So they're urging American citizens to avoid all non-essential international travel, and they're even saying camping.
What can you get camping? I hate camping, so I'm fine with that, but what can you get camping? You can get COVID from camping? I feel like that's the safest place. Don't ask me. You know what? We'll ask the doctor.
Let's do it.
When they call in later.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So I've been getting some really weird text messages.
Yeah.
That, I guess my phone number's in some really weird databases. I have some friends who said that they've been getting porn.
What?
Texted to them. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't know. You click
legal?
A link. I don't know. You click a link and it's just something that's very, very bad. Maybe that's their excuse out of it, too.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But the ones that I'm getting are totally legit. I think that it's, well, it has to be businesses opening back up that I've once patroned.
Okay.
opening back up due to COVID. We've never experienced anything like this before, so it makes sense why I've never got a text from them.
Like, based on your phone's location, and then they steal that information to sell it?
No. These are all places that I've been, that I know that I've used their service.
Okay. So somehow they have your number in their database.
Yeah, they have. That's basically it. My number from when I was filling out some paperwork, they've got it in their database, and I'm part of a list of a lot of other people,
That's why you do one digit off, Jordan.
No, this is a doctor's office and stuff. It's like legit places.
Oh, okay, well,
it's like legit places. So anyway, the most... I put a list together of them in some kind of order. You'll figure it out in a little bit, but like... There's ones that I'm very glad about that are reminding me that they're open now, like my laser hair removal place up here.
Oh, good.
Thank God. Now I know that that place is open. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you make an appointment for that?
Sure did. But I got a text from my doctor in L.A. that was like, our office is open again.
How long has it been since you've been there?
2018.
Why would they be messaging you 2 years later?
Because I'm still in their database, you know? That's the thing.
Oh, they don't update that often.
Well, talk about people that aren't updating it. Hold on. Then, this one was funny. I got a text from my eyeglass place in Atlanta.
Wasn't L.A., Seattle, then Atlanta?
No, Atlanta was 2014.
Okay, so it's 2014. So 6 years ago.
Yeah, very
still
long.
Still in the database.
Eyeglass place in Atlanta. Sent me a message that says, hey, we're open, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, I haven't been there in a very long time.
I suppose I appreciate that.
Then I got a message from the DMV in Seattle, which is where I lived before Atlanta.
Okay.
That was saying, we're open again. You can register your car. I don't even have the car that I had in Seattle. Jeez. Then.
It keeps going?
Yes. I got a burrito place that I very much liked in North Carolina.
No.
Right. And people don't even know that I lived in North Carolina because it was so early in my history. 2004 is when I moved away from North Carolina. And they were texting me, hey, guess what? We're open again. I'm sure Buzz Family's been getting a lot of texts as well. It can't be just me. Then I got a text from my dentist from high school.
How?
1996, 7, 8 was probably the last time that I used them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, hey, we're open, just to let you know. I'm like, that's so long ago. Then I get a text from the hospital that I was born in.
No. How?
Harrisburg Hospital, 1982.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
This is what Things She Does is.
It makes so much more sense now.
This is it. Things She Does. Buzz Family, yesterday I wrote a note to myself to remember to... talk about, quote, things she does. And then by the end of the show, I had no idea what I was talking about. And we joked about that this morning. I thought that things she does, the only way out of it is always where you go when you work at a radio station. The music.
Well, at least we got a good song out of it, right?
Yeah, I play the police. Every little thing she does is magic. But in reality, it finally clicked. I hate when that happens, but it did. That things she does is a little note I made to myself to ask you about more things that your 7.5-month-old daughter, things that she does that freak you out.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's got a personality now.
Oh, she's showing her curiosity into the world and looking at things and trying to figure things out. She's no longer just a crying doll that needs to be maintained.
How does that make you feel? Because this is your first child.
Oh, everything makes me emotional. So everything, every little thing she does.
There we go.
I can't believe it.
Thing she does. Look at that.
But it's seeing her, knowing that this is a person and that she's going to grow up to be an adult, and that things she is learning every single day are memories that she is storing and are things that are going to affect her, because a lot of people have issues with their parents and issues from that when they get older. So I'm trying to do anything and everything to not have her to go to therapy.
I am so proud of you, because that is one time I was watching The View, right? And I hate those bitches. Yeah. They have no idea what they're talking about. And they did this one show on how you and your partner can get back to sexy time after you've just had a child. So the chickens on The View said that even if the baby's in the room, the baby's not going to know, so just do your thing, right? This was legit what I heard the the ladies from The View talk mm-hmm. about. And I was like, that's not right.
No.
Like, there's so much research that before a child can even speak, they're learning things. And that goes into a part of the child's brain that just because they learn how to talk, they aren't able to access because they came up with these thoughts before right. they had verbal skills. I completely agree with you.
And do you know what it's like to have intercourse no. and have a little okay. baby arm touch your foot? Don't do that. It's creepy.
I have no words.
Yeah, that's what happens if they encourage that.
Well, the baby, I don't think, is in the bed. All right, let's move on.
Please, can we?
Yes. Things that she does that freaks you out. She does these cute things, right?
Very much. She's walking, she's babbling now, and she does this little finger thing where she just kind of claws at it to get at it. But she's also doing a few things that are making my wife and I question our safety, maybe?
She's 7 and a half.
I know,
what is she going to do? She can't even walk yet.
This isn't like the poltergeist, but she seems to have this ability to draw the energy that's in our home to specific places.
Whoa! Like paranormal stuff?
Yeah! Because we've always thought our house was a little bit haunted. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
And so she seems to be, I don't know what the word is when mediums can draw the energy to one place, but that seems to be what's happening.
What is? Do you have an example?
We've got a lamp next to our bed, mm-hmm. and we were getting ready, and she had both hands on it. She touched it, and it just got 10 times brighter. And then we went to stop her. As soon as she untouched, let go of it, it went back to normal. And my wife and I touched it to
try to
get it.
Is it a touch lamp?
No.
It's not a touch.
At all. We can't replicate it. Only she can.
So you tried touching the lamp and it didn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep going. What else does she do that
my wife has a, she works at home. She's got a home office. And when she holds Cora, there's a corner that she looks at. And she'll look over her shoulder, stare at it, and smile. And just kind of giggle and laugh. And nothing can distract her from that. And I don't need that kind of thing.
She already has an invisible friend. Right? Let's just say it's that. Can we say it's that and not a ghost or something, please?
I didn't know 7.5 months old had the ability to come up with an imaginary friend, what the concept even is.
I am 37. I have an imaginary girlfriend. The mind can do incredible things.
And that's not even the worst.
What's the worst of the things that your daughter does that freaks you out?
So she can't use a fork or spoon yet. She's 7.5 months.
Right, yeah.
But she's remarkably steady with a knife.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver.
Jordan with an I.
Obviously, that was a joke. Come on. Duh. Are you kidding me? That was a joke, right? That was a joke. I just endorsed the fact that was a joke. You promised. I know your wife. Your wife would never. little Cora painted knife. Your wife probably got rid of all knives and sharp objects from your entire house and all of Raytown.
Do you know how hard it is to cut a steak with a fork?
Got to use your teeth, Chris.
Like
got to use your
animal.
Teeth. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the only thing that you brought in today.
No.
For us. That is regarding your little 7.5-month-old daughter, who is the only child of this morning show.
Mm-hmm.
The only parent, because Dustin has that Cabbage Patch doll, but that don't count, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When he spends X amount of money on diapers per month, then it counts.
Yeah, so when you're a parent, your child, of course, gets distracted by everything. And every day we get dressed, of course, and so my wife was singing a song to help distract her so she wouldn't fall off and harm herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just me getting ready and distracting the baby and coming up with a tune.
So you sing songs to keep her attention.
Yeah, because our life is basically a Broadway musical.
Okay, all right. I could see that. Yeah. You guys are musical, both mm-hmm. you and your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so you put together... When did this happen for the first time?
This happened on Sunday. We were getting ready to go to Menards, where we're forced to wear a mask, and I had to figure out what to wear. And the song got stuck in my head, and then so I was singing it yesterday, and you were like, hey, you should record that.
I can't believe you did.
And I did. It took...
Are you singing?
I have so much respect for people who record music because it took like 57 takes to get this right.
All right. Well, I bet it's good. What is the song and what are you playing? What's going on?
It's in the style of Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Because I wanted to keep it buzz friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about getting ready for the day. I think the title should be So You See Me in the Pants, possibly.
Oh, okay. So, is this a kind of cover of You Should See Me in a Crown?
Yes.
So this is what you and your wife sing to your baby to keep her attention.
Yes.
So, all right, let's hear it.
You ready for
this?
Yeah,
of course, all please.
Right.
Wake up, new day, fresh face, okay, trying not to sound cliche, leaving our dreams for the day. What's daddy wearing outside on a day like today?
What?
He's wearing a shirt and pants. Shirt and. Are you sure you want those pants? It's really warm or they can see. Maybe you want a shirt and shorts. Shirt and shorts.
What do you think?
I think Billie Eilish has got nothing on you and your wife. That was incredible. I even knew where that song was going to go. You need to start a child record label and just make these songs. Chris, that was incredible. That was your wife singing?
Yeah, it was.
That was perfect. I'm putting that on the podcast, the whole damn thing.
Do it. I'll give you credits or rights or whatever that I need to do for that.
Great, now it's in my head.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Coming up at 8:30, I'm going to be chatting with Dr. Ryan Cox, who's a psychologist at the brand new LGBTQ health clinic at Truman Medical Center. Can't wait to tell you all about that. But in the 7 o'clock, let's see if I can remember what you talked about, Chris. You let us know that 21 Pilots have a level of concern Instagram filter.
Yes.
The Chiefs have a new touchdown song, and it is Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on a food ordering app and you order from a place called Pasquale's Pizza and Wings, it's actually Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yep.
Don't be fooled.
Avoid that.
And researchers saying that it ain't safe to fly or camp right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's going on in the 8? What do you got?
Well, Animal Crossing is slowly infiltrating everything.
It is.
And now someone has made a My Chemical Romance song into a town tune.
Ooh.
Jordan, in case you don't know what a town tune is, it's a customizable song that will play when you perform certain activities in the game, when time changes, and they say you hear it a lot, so it makes sense to have a song that you love. So here's a Toontown tune of I'm Not Okay. Listening to that.
God, that sounds like a CD player skipping from like the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. People created that? That was a good try, I guess.
Yeah, that's apparently people are loving that and making their Toontown, so when you go and tune other people's town,
that just that brings my brain to many places I don't like. All right, what else is going on in the news?
Well, to celebrate their 25th anniversary this year, the Foo Fighters had so much planned. And then the coronavirus hit.
Yep.
Dave says, right now, I'm such in a daddy domestic headspace that even just calling in to do an interview is strange because what is there to talk about? But he says he's got an arsenal of material ready.
Well, that is what you could talk about, Dave.
And, quote, he's effing damn ready to burst all over the world. It's just a matter of figuring out when the world is ready because that's a little more important than the Foo Fighters. I love Dave Grohl.
Some people would
you disagree
argue
with him?
To differ, yeah. All right, cool. Well, what else is going on?
Last night, the Overland Park City Council voted 11-1 not to open any of the Overland Park pools.
Oh, summer's canceled. This sucks.
If you were watching the Sandlots and we're hoping to get some lifeguard makeout session. Not this year.
Not summer of 2020. The year of... I saw on Instagram a member of the Buzz family is digging his own pool right now.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, dude, you're going to be a king. He was sitting there complaining about how hard it was to dig the hole to make the pool, but I'm like, dude, you are going to be, oh, yes, I want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Pool parties, because there's no other pools around. All right, what else is going on?
Well, hair salons are open in Jackson and Johnson County by appointment only, not yet in Wyandotte. But instead of sitting inside, sipping on wine, and waiting for appointments, customers must now wait in their cars and strap on a mask before being allowed to enter. They must have their temperature taken. Salon owners are saying they're having difficulty complying with the rules because stylists absolutely cannot abide by the 6-foot social distancing rule because she said, we don't have 6-foot shears.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Aw, dude, I'm going over this list and it's just sad. It's a list of holidays that have been postponed or canceled due to coronavirus. You know, it kind of, it actually hit here and became pretty serious on my mother's birthday, which is March 9th. So all the holidays between then and now, St. Patrick's Day. Remember, it canceled all of the parades.
Can't have that during Corona.
Yeah, we did our fake St. Patrick's Day parade for you, BuzzFam. Hmm. But, you know, it's not a parade. Also, COVID ruined Easter, Earth Day, Cinco de Mayo.
So many good ones.
Mother's Day. And it's going to keep going because nobody, and I'm telling you, nobody knows that this weekend is Memorial Day weekend.
It creeped up quickly.
It did. It's...
Well, normally they have all these Memorial Day celebrations and the car dealerships be like, hey, come out this Memorial Day, and the furniture stores, come out this. There's so many Memorial Day sales, but there's no advertising for the Memorial Day.
Yeah, because you can't go to anything because people can't spend their money on frivolous things because people can't eat because they lost their job because of coronavirus.
Beaches are closed.
Beaches are closed. I mean, they're saying don't get together with a lot of people. So, like, Memorial Day weekend, it kind of feels weird. I think we get the day off, but I'm like, can we just get a comp day? Ooh. I feel, like, guilty.
Because we just had, like, 2 months of a, quote, vacation.
Yes. Yeah. Have we earned a holiday? I might take it because I don't want to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
It's Jordan Silver and friends on 96.5 The Buzz, and I am completely honored to have Dr. Ryan Cox, who is one of the many people that helped start up this brand new specialty clinic here in the area, the LGBTQ specialty clinic at the Truman. Dr. Cox, hi.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for contacting me. Thank you for being a part of this. I mean, I really want to just get into what you guys have been doing over there. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, though, first, please?
I'm a clinical psychologist at Truman Medical Center. I'm an integrated health psychologist, meaning I did a postdoctoral fellowship in sort of medical specialty care that actually wasn't in transgender healthcare, mm-hmm. Was its focus. And so what I do now is I work in medical clinics. So I don't do a lot of what you consider sort of traditional therapy, kind of long-term therapy, but really focus on helping people with kind of a short-term acute issues and kind of medical issues that they may have.
We've needed this.
Yeah, well, we thought we needed it too, which is why we worked so hard to make this happen.
How long have you been working on the LGBTQ specialty clinic at Truman?
Probably at least a couple of years, and that actually sounds like a long time, but when you talk about getting new clinics off the ground in such a large system as Truman, that's actually fairly speedy. And so it kind of grew out of, we had a small group of folks that really wanted us to participate in the Healthcare Equality Index. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you or your readers know what that is, but that is a national ranking system for clinics, hospitals, healthcare providers on how well they provide affirming and competent healthcare to LGBTQ patients, mm-hmm. and also employees of those systems. And so Truman was sort of put into that ranking several years ago by somebody. Nobody really knows who did it, and we did not score very well.
Oh, no.
So there are a few of us there that thought that was not okay. So we put a committee together and got us up into leadership ranking nationally.
Wow. When I read what you guys are doing over there, in my head, I pictured it kind of like Captain Planet. Because okay. There's so many different kind of doctors that are, you know, using their services to come together to create this incredible clinic.
So we have myself, so I'm behavioral health. We have a primary care physician, Dr. Molly Olenhake, and we actually feel like this is one thing that makes our clinic really stand out. There are other hospitals in the area that do excellent transgender care especially, but they don't have primary care. So they do kind of some specialty trans health. But what we feel like makes us really unique is that we actually have primary care embedded into this clinic, so people can come to this clinic essentially for all of their needs.
Oh, that's incredible.
So we have myself, we have primary care, we have, and also our primary care doctor, Dr. Olenhake, she also works at the Gender Pathways Clinic at Children's Mercy, so which is their child and adolescent gender clinic.
That's incredible. Again, I almost had tears when I was reading just every line you wrote about the clinic and you know, how hard you worked and who you're going to be making feel comfortable about, you know, how they feel, you know, their medical needs. It's so beautiful, and I'm so happy that we're chatting about it, Dr. Cox.
So we also have Dr. Brandon Barcel, who is our endocrinologist specialist, mm-hmm. who also has a long history of working with trans patients. And we've got a pharmacist, Jordan Rowe, and we have our amazing nurse care manager, Kim Tilson, who she gave me permission to out her on the air as a transgender woman.
Okay.
And she's actually the person who answers our phone and schedules appointments. So anybody that calls the clinic will be speaking to somebody who's been through this themselves and goes through it every day.
That's incredible. I mean, I remember a couple years ago I went to the trans rights meeting at the J.C. Nichols Fountain, and I remember someone came up to me and was like, this is the first time I've ever left my house like this, and I'm so worried, and thankfully it was a safe area. But I think somebody that doesn't deal with this kind of thing doesn't know how society even is, you know?
Well, yeah, and especially healthcare, you know, mm-hmm. and I think healthcare systems are one of the most sort of conservative and intimidating systems that any of us interact with, you know, and I think when you are already a marginalized population and someone who has a lot of history of being abused by the healthcare system, it makes a really big difference to be able to have somewhere, you know, you can go where not only will you be respected and taken seriously, but your identity will be really affirmed, you know, and I do talk a lot about trans health because that is something that kind of initiated this for us because we felt it was so important. But I also want to stress this clinic is for everybody. Mm-hmm. It is an LGBTQ clinic. Right now we are only open one half day a week on Tuesday afternoons, which is pretty standard for a new clinic, but we are really hoping to expand into a more full-time clinic within hopefully a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And what we really want to do, we want to make this a place where trans folks can come, where lesbian, gay, and bisexual folks can come, where their partners can come, where their children can come, where their families can come. We really, even their friends, allies, we just want to kind of make this really open to anybody that wants to come and come to a really awesome clinic where we feel like we have a lot of just expertise in this area.
Oh, absolutely. So how would someone make an appointment if they wanted to check out your brand new LGBTQ specialty clinic at Truman?
Well, we have a couple of ways to do that. So the easiest way is to call our phone number. Mm-hmm. So we have a number which is 816-404-4086. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. And again, that is the number that Kim Tolson, who is our nurse care manager, will answer that. She will schedule that appointment for you. You know, and one thing we want to stress is that even if you aren't, quote, there yet, you know, if you don't feel like you are ready to make any sort of commitment to a transition, if you're not ready to commit to a medical system, feel free to call and she will help walk you through that process as well.
Oh, God, I love that. We need that. Everywhere needs that. You guys, oh, I'm so proud. So proud.
We have big plans. So we really are striving to be really the kind of LGBTQ healthcare leader in the Midwest. And that's our goal. You know, we have a philosophy. If you're going to dream big.
So. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're going to get there again. Like just you start with the heart of everything. And that's just creating a safe place for people to go to is incredible. And then, like you said, as far as the medical community, yeah, I can't imagine. You probably have to say on your paperwork what gender you are. Is that different than the one that you feel on the inside? What, you know, what is right? What is wrong? There is no wrong. There's so many other gray area questions that people who don't have experienced anything like this don't ever, you know, have. Right. So it's just great that you created a safe place. So who are you encouraging? I know you're encouraging the whole entire community to come out, but like specifically who like historically has been, you know, kind of treated not so well, and you know, you are creating a safe place for them to come, and what kind of things can they do at the clinic?
So we are encouraging right now, because we have a fairly limited time, we are kind of prioritizing trans health right now. Mm-hmm. Because that is the area where I think we need the most work in our community. You know, 70% of transgender folks report having experienced some kind of discrimination or overt abuse in healthcare settings. Mm. And we just, you know, those numbers are appalling, you know, and I think something like 25 to 30% report flat refusal of healthcare before in their past. And so this is something we really want to remedy. And so one thing we know about the LGBTQ population as a whole is that there are a lot of health disparities in this population. And part of that is because of discrimination. Part of that is because of stigma. You know, and a lot of even physicians, nurses, people who work in healthcare are not even aware of some of these problems. You know, a lot of people think, well, we have gay marriage now, everything is great. You know, like, what are you complaining about? And the fact of the matter is that this is still an area and an identity that experiences a lot of stigma and a lot of discrimination. And like I said, in healthcare particularly, tends to be conservative. And I don't necessarily mean politically. I mean, we would encourage anybody to come in. You know, one thing about myself, too, being a psychologist, is I have been working in a therapeutic way and in the community with the LGBT community and trans community in particular for about 11 years now. Mm-hmm. So, and like I said, I also did my postdoctoral fellowship in trans health. So I have a lot of experience in this area as well. And that is one thing that I have done in the past as well. When people want to come in, we can take kind of the long game approach. You know, if this is something that you feel like maybe a facet of your identity you want to explore, I'm happy to explore that with you. Dr. Barcel, our endocrinologist, is excellent at sitting down with folks and explaining the ins and outs of hormones, what that looks like, what to expect, what not to expect, and really just putting that stuff on the table and giving people an option. He's not pushy. He's really good at listening to folks. And so I know for a lot of people, transitioning often is not the first thing on their mind. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you want to just kind of come in, and people tend to kind of experiment with different ways of presenting sort of outwardly before they decide on any transitioning. But we are happy to kind of walk folks through that whole process. And even if you're not there yet, even if you aren't ready to transition, you aren't ready to make any changes, you know, everybody needs a checkup once in a while. Mm-hmm. So that's what our physician, Dr. Molly Olenhake, is there for, and she does an excellent job with that. And she is just so compassionate and so passionate about this population as well. And she will just sit there and talk to you as long as she can.
Oh, it's so incredible.
Be on your mind. And so another thing about our clinic that we think is really great is if you come in for your initial intake, you meet with all three of us. You meet with myself, you meet with Dr. Barcel, and you meet with Dr. Olenhake. And so all under one roof in one meeting. And so we share that information. We all have knowledge about you. And so we really kind of work collaboratively, both with ourselves and with any patients.
I don't know how this was possible, but I've always had like a psychiatrist and a therapist, right? And they never talked to each other until like the place that I am at now. And I'm like, wait, these two people should be talking to each other. You know, one person is giving me medicine and the other person is talking to me about, you know, how I'm feeling. They should be connected. It sounds like that is a perfect marriage that you are creating here to really help people out through every part of everything at your clinic.
Absolutely. And that's the benefit of having integrated healthcare as well. So having myself embedded within medical clinics, and Truman has psychologists embedded throughout many of their clinics. And that's the reason, you know, we know there's such a comorbidity and such an overlap between so many medical conditions and mental health conditions. Mm-hmm. You know, like people who have trauma in their backgrounds tend to have much higher levels of physical pain. You know, there's a really strong correlation between diabetes and depression, for instance. So, you know, all these things that people are really starting to understand and work to help mitigate in a clinical setting. And yeah, if you're in it, it makes perfect sense. Of course, there should be a psychologist in medical clinics, you know, and for some people, it's kind of a new model. And they're kind of like, you know, what does that have to do with anything? But when you really lay it out like that, it makes a lot of sense.
You guys do sound like Captain Planet, for real. We got earth, fire, wind, water, psychologist, nurse care manager, pharmacist. Like, this is incredible. What about insurance?
Truman is a safety net hospital, so you do not have to have insurance to come see us. We do take Medicaid. About probably, I don't know, maybe 50% of what Truman does is Medicaid-based. Medicare, Medicaid. If you do not have any sort of insurance, we can set you up with a meeting with a financial counselor and get you on the Truman plan. So Truman has its own internal insurance system. Mm-hmm. And so I won't go into the details of that, but that is something that is available to folks. And, you know, Truman is what we call the essential hospital of Kansas City. We are the only safety net hospital in Missouri. So, and every year we do about $150 million of uncompensated care.
Wow. And that's what safety net means. That's what you're
saying.
That's
what safety net means. Yes. You do not have to have insurance. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we are teaching hospitals. So we have a lot of medical residents. We have psychology students, social work students, all kinds of students working in the hospital. And we actually think that makes us really better at our healthcare because you have that many more minds kind of working towards your care. And so, no, you do not have to have insurance. And if you do not, we will work with you to get you covered on that.
Oh, this is incredible. Dr. Cox, this is incredible. I'm so proud of you and everyone that has been part of this. I posted on my Instagram story that I was chatting with you last night, and so many responses from the community that are so glad that this is here and that you all are providing the service that it's incredible. The one-stop shop. I hate using that term because it makes it sound like, I don't know, you sell candy and stuff, but no, I mean, this is your head, your heart, you know, your hormones, your brain. It's incredible.
And I want to stress sexual health. You know, we are a very sex positive clinic, and that is also an area in medicine that I think a lot of doctors feel very squeamish about talking to their patients about. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't.
Right. That's the first thing that you have to like get off the table with being taboo. Nope. This is how we're going to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about your sex life, of course, in a very appropriate and comfortable way. If this is something a patient does not want to talk about, we don't force it. But mm-hmm. You know, we're very big on sexual health, so making sure people get their STD tests, get tested for HIV. We talk to every patient about PrEP usage and safe mm-hmm. sex, and so this is something we want to just put at the forefront and be able to address as well. And frankly, part of our long-term plan is to grow into kind of a big holistic wellness clinic that is very focused on sexual health as well. So like I said, we have a lot of big goals.
You know, and I have like 25 pages of notes from just researching and from our emails. So this is just scratching the surface of the amazing thing that you're bringing to Kansas City with the LGBTQ specialty clinic at Truman. So Dr. Cox, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. We are really excited it's here, and we kind of can't frankly believe it. So it's, I will say administration has been extremely, extremely supportive this entire time. So we have not really received any pushback from anybody.
I think you're just going to be super busy. I have a feeling you're going to be super busy. Tuesday afternoons is going to be just the beginning of it. Awesome.
We hope so.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Cox. Appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
I have been waiting for this since last week at 8:30.
Oh my. So I take it you're going to watch it again.
Of course. Yeah, it's my new Tuesday night thing. It's our new Tuesday mm-hmm. night thing.
I had a blast watching it.
It was incredible last week. The event that I'm talking about is something called Driving Miss Daisy, and it is a virtual drag show here in Kansas City. It happens from 7:30 to 8:30 on Miss Daisy Bouquet's Instagram story. She has drag performances scattered in the city last week at the Nelson Atkins, down some streets that I'm sure, you know, people live on. It was just such an entertaining and free event mm-hmm. to be able to watch. I had a stupid grin the entire time. I was sitting there looking at my phone with the stupidest grin because I was so happy, because it was just like a fun and positive and fabulous and entertaining and silly but classy.
Yeah, she chocked that whole hour with nonstop packed fun.
Yeah, and between going to wherever the performances are scheduled, Miss Daisy Bouquet entertains you in her car or sings you a song, and it is such a unique experience, but you cannot leave that not feeling great. And so I will link to where you can view Driving Miss Daisy, the virtual drag show that happens here in Kansas City, our new Tuesday night thing, 7:30 to 8:30. I'll link to it on my Instagram story as well.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/Jordan Silver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.